What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, whenever you're listening or watching this, I'm really glad that you clicked the play button. I am your host, Christine McIver, and we are on the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show. Now, this is not just about business growth. This is about growing everyone within the business as well. So if you are a solo business owner, this is for you. If you have team members, if you have consultants, if you have employees, this show is for you as well. But it always starts out about you, the business owner. So today we are going to be talking about the power of choice in business. And it's a really powerful thing. And it's not something that I want you to just go, yeah, I understand that. Really? Are you sure? I want to challenge you to stick around and really lean into the choice conversation. It's a big one. And it's one that we need to be giving more attention to. So before we dive in, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. If you're the first time being here, welcome. I am a business growth specialist. I have been in business now for over 18 years. I have also been the CEO of Inspired Choices Network. We founded Inspired Choices Network in 2017. I'm also the founder and CEO of Inspired Choices, or ICN Publishing, ICN Summits, and Podcast to Bookshelf, along with ICN Pro, a product that I don't talk about too often. But all of these products that we have created and that we bring together, it's really an ecosystem for you, the interested entrepreneur that wants to get their expertise known, that wants to get their voice out into the world and be discovered. It's also a place and space where you can show up with your expertise without having to do the work. How many of you are tired of having to learn a new program, having to learn a new way of doing things, having to do all of the tasks in order for people to learn about your expertise as opposed to just working on your area of expertise, right? So many people. And it's time that people started to really understand the impact of trying to add more and more and more to their business, as opposed to really focusing on what they are brilliant at and what they came here to deliver to the world. So if any of that is of interest to you, if you would love to know more, please email me, Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. You can check out all of my details on ChristineMcIver.com, or you can go over to our InspiredChoicesNetwork.com website. You can find lots of information on those two websites, or again, just email me direct and we can have a conversation. So today, as I said, we are talking about the power of choice in business. I'm going to read the show notes to you, and then we're going to dive right in. So every business is built on the choices its leader makes. Good choices, bad choices, uninformed choices, or profit-building choices. Where you operate from as a leader, as the CEO, says a great deal about your choices. Today, we're going to explore how the decisions you make every day shape your leadership, profitability, opportunities, and long-term success. If you're waiting for circumstances to change before your business grows, you may be giving away the power that can create the results you are looking for. What if your next level of business isn't about working harder, but choosing differently? Discover how intentional choices, decisive leadership, and a willingness to move beyond fear and habit can transform your business from where it is today to where you truly desire to be. So I guess that's one of the biggest questions we've got to start with is, where do you truly desire to be? If you are like many business owners, you are looking for more business growth, you're looking for more clarity, and you're absolutely looking for more profitability. Where does that begin? It doesn't begin in the systems. It doesn't begin in the connections that you make. It begins within you and the choices that you make. So I want to tell you a little story. As you know, my business started out being called Inspired. My first business was named Inspired Choices. And then when the network, so that Inspired Choices was my business coaching and my personal coaching. And then when my business wanted to expand and it wanted to have its own platform for hosting shows, it wanted to be called Inspired Choices Network. Now, I resisted that because I was worried about what people would think. I was worried about the ego. I was worried about, all the judgments that would come at me. I was worried about everything outside of me. I wasn't really looking at what was important and what really was asking to be created. Now, let me take you back to why the name Inspired Choices. When I first started to look at starting my own business, I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't have a name for it. So I really sat with this for quite a while. And I looked at, that I would be supporting people with their challenges. So I went into, well, what's been my greatest challenge in my life to date? And my greatest challenge has been making the right choice. I judged myself very, very much for the choices that I had made. I judged that I made the wrong choice of what to do in my life. I made the wrong choice of who I was going to create a family with. I judged myself repeatedly for the choices that I made. It was the biggest, biggest judgment that I had against myself. So I sat with that and I thought about the people in the world that perhaps had the same experience, that they were judging themselves for the choices that they made, that they were judging where they were in their life because of the choices that they made. From that, I went, okay, well, if choices is part of the word, is part of the title of the business, then what else? What else needs to be there? And as spirit often does, it showed me, my eyes landed on a word that I had on this plaque on my wall. And the word was inspired. And the word inspire, inspired, comes from something within us, right? The spirit within us. The spirit within us is our knowing, our intuitive, our guide, as it were. And that just, as soon as I said inspired choices, it just rang really, really true. Now, had I removed the judgment I had of myself? No, that was still there at that time. But every once in a while, when I would really listen to that inspiration within me, that when my heart, for me, my heart gets excited, my heart jumps. That's my body's way of signaling me that that's the inspired choice that would support me in moving in the direction where I was going, where I desired to go, where I was being led to go. So that brought me back to, okay, so if the universe is always supporting me and always sending me messages, why would I have made those choices? Well, when we make choices that we just judge ourselves about, years later, oftentimes we will come to understand the gift in those choices, the gift that has led us to where we are today. I know that many of the choices that I have made, what I have learned, how I have grown, have brought me to where I am today, has brought me to be able to support the people that I support, coach, and guide. I am a leader in my area of expertise because of the choices that I made. If you made choices, every perfect choice, whatever perfect is, right? Again, a judgment. But if you made all perfect choices in your life, where would you learn from? How would you grow? And how would you support people around you if you had this judgment that you made all the perfect choices? You would probably be judging others. But the choices that we make do teach us, do guide us, do support us to grow, right? Sometimes they push us to grow. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what we've got to understand is that every choice we have ever made has brought us to here we are today. And if we desire to go into a new direction, expand, grow, profit, bring more joy and laughter into our life, into our bodies, into our relationships, we've got to get present with the choices that we are making, and not the big choices, not the choices, of who you're going to marry or where you're going to live or what career you're going to have. We've got to get very, very present with our day-to-day choices. And the very first choices each day that we have to pay attention to is the voice that we are hearing in our heads. The voice that you hear in your head with the choices of where you need to go are pre-programmed, i.e., they're from the past. So if you are going to make an inspired choice, you need to go within. You need to connect in with your heart. You need to connect in with your beliefs. And you need to check on those things. You need to check on your beliefs. Is that still true for me? Is that still something that I believe? Does that belief actually line up with who I am? You see, a belief, and I've said this so many times, remember this, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. A belief is something you were told over and over again. It's a commercial, right? All the beliefs that you have inside of you is a commercial that's been played over and over and over again. Right? If you're someone that was always told something like, money doesn't grow on trees, how many of us heard that? Right? If that was repeated to you again and again and again with every choice you've ever made, guess what you believe? Money doesn't grow on trees. So then what does that lead to? It leads to lack belief. What does that lead to? Scarcity. What does that lead to? Fear. What does that lead to? Contraction. If you're here to grow your business, you got to look at your beliefs. All of these beliefs that you have chosen, you can choose again. The power of your choice is really in your hands. So, the biggest thing that every CEO, every business owner needs to do is they need to spend time with themselves. I have 100 things to do every single day. Every single day. I made a long list. I made a very, very long list of my tasks that I need to accomplish. And each of those tasks will probably take at least 30 to an hour, 30 minutes to an hour for me to do. At least some of them is going to take several days. The choices that I make, though, to begin my day start with the conversation I have with myself. It starts with me really looking at, okay, where am I at? What's going on? And I don't mean waking up and rah-rah the day, right? I don't mean that every single day that I wake up that I am just on spot on with happy and positive and cheerleading energy. There are plenty, plenty of days where I wake up and I don't want to get out of bed. There are plenty of days where I just think the sky is falling. There are plenty of days that where I question, why? Why am I doing this? Why is this happening? We all have that. But here's the thing. We're all being programmed repeatedly from the past with our thoughts, from the environment we are in, or what we are feeding ourselves. So, how can you change your beliefs, Christine, if all of that is coming at you? By your choice, the power of your choice. When I am in that space, when I have those thoughts, when I have those emotions, I reach for tools. I reach for support. I put my hand up and I go to myself, within myself. I have a conversation. There is a part of you that knows nothing terrible is happening to you. There is a part of you that knows everything is going to be okay and that you came here for a reason. That part of you, sometimes you can't hear when the upset, depression, sadness, whatever it is, comes in, because that seems to be louder than those powerful knowings. But if you will remind yourself, If you will make a conscious choice every day to choose one thing that will support your knowing, that will start to shift whatever is coming through. This is the very first choice that I want to encourage every single solitary one of you that is listening today, that the power of your choice can change the absolute world. But it has to start with you. How can this change the world, Christine? Well, when you show up and you contribute your brilliance because of the choices that you made to come out of anything that feels overwhelming, you send that energy out to everyone you connect with and everyone that you're going to connect with in the future or that you've connected with in the past. That's a bigger conversation we'll have another time. So when you show up, you contribute to the world that contributes to one other person, two other, 10 other people. And then they start to change their world around them. And this is what continues to happen. It's the butterfly effect. It is there for every single one of us. So what I want you to do is I want you to begin each day with one choice. Ask yourself this question. What choice am I going to make today? What choice am I going to make today? One question can change your reality. All right, I've got a lot more I want to share with you. We're going to lean more into the business, but this was an important section for me to lay the groundwork so that you understand the power of your choice. You are powerful for you in your world to affect the world around you. Now it's time for us to take a quick break. Just sit with those thoughts for a few minutes and we will be right back. You're listening to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, welcome back, everyone. I am Christine McIver, the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I made a choice 15 years ago to start doing my own live radio show. I was scared, I was overwhelmed, I was confused, and yet this choice made a profound difference in my life. Yes, it created content. Yes, it got me out into the world. But it grew me more than anything has ever grown me because I had to keep looking at myself as a leader. I had to. It challenged me every single week to show up. What choice have you made that you can point to that has been a major contributor in your life? Even if there's just one, write that down. We need to have a celebration list. We need to have a hell yes, I did this list. And not just a list of like, I've been married for so long, or I have this house. We oftentimes only celebrate the things that we believe the world thinks is important. No, that small choice that I made was a grand choice in my future. What choice can you look at that has been a formidable choice that has changed so much for you? Write that down. Celebrate that choice. Feed that choice. Allow that choice to continue to move you and shift you forward. Every choice you make can make a major, major contribution. And every choice creates a result. So your business is accumulated to today. It's been an accumulation of many, many choices, thousands of choices you've already made. And if you want results, different results, you've got to begin to make different choices. And that's the power that you have. You are not at the effect of somebody choosing you. You're not at the effect of somebody hiring you. You're not at the effect of somebody purchasing from you. Okay? Yes, to sell something, we do need to people to choose to work with us, choose to buy from us. Absolutely. But there is many other choices that come in front of that choice. If you're someone that doesn't believe that you are worthy to earn a certain amount of money or to price your products or services at a certain level, if you have a lack belief in yourself, if you're worried that people are going to judge you, that energy is going to profoundly affect the choices that you make. And when you are vibrating at that level of, oh, I'm worried, that energy precedes you. That energy wraps around you like a cloud, like Lionel from Charlie Brown, right? There's the cloud that is around you, that surrounds you about your worries and your fears and your beliefs. Now, I'm not saying that you have to hide those worries and fears. In fact, if you pay attention to them, if you look them straight in the face and go, I need help with this. This is a belief that is really impacting me on my daily basis. I worry about this all the time. It can change. It was implanted in you in a way that you probably when you didn't have conscious choice. But it can change. And so what one of the biggest choices a leader needs to make is the choice to look at those beliefs, those lack belief, those fears, and those anxieties. Running faster, working longer hours is not going to profoundly change your business. And if you are in for a profound change in your business, your bank account, your life, your relationships, if you are seriously saying, you know what, enough is enough, I want to have the life I desire, then you have to make the deep dive into your beliefs, into your thoughts, into how you feel about yourself, into the daily choices you are making so that you can come to the table with a different energy, with a different mindset, with one that supports you, that with one that believes in you. You didn't come here to this world to play small or to play in the lack energy. You didn't. Whatever got you into this space of these choices, it doesn't matter. What matters today is the next choice that you make. And you don't have to do like a marathon of choices. One small choice can start to shift everything. One small choice of saying, you know what? Today, I'm going to choose to believe in me. Today, I am going to choose to invest 20 minutes into reading something powerful. You know, people used to, well, especially my kids, even they would say, hey, do you got a good book that I can read? And the books that I have read over the years are primarily books of business and uplifting, motivating, inspiring books. Books that would feed me what I needed to have grow within me. You see, I grew up in a time and space where it was you got to work long hours. You have to work harder. You have to work your fingers to the bone. Who wants to work their fingers to the bone? But that was what I grew up with. And my parents grew up with even harder times. They grew up in the Depression. They grew up through the war. And they did the best that they could. They did phenomenal. And then the baton was then passed to us. And now I am doing what I can do to pass the baton to my children and to my clients and to my team. But more importantly than anybody else is me. Who am I choosing to show up as? Who am I choosing to lead in this life? Me. I have to start with me. So the choices that you make, the small daily choices that you make are powerful. They will impact you more than you realize. If you find yourself saying negative things to yourself, if you find that you're making decisions driven by fear or driven by anxiety or scarcity, how is that going to support you? And if you're like me and you show up with a smile on your face, but you're scared as hell in behind all the time, that's guess what the more powerful energy is going to be? The scared, the fear, the anxiety. I had to get really clear with myself, and I want you to get clear with yourself. Stop playing games. Stop pretending that everything is okay. Everything needs to be uncovered. Everything needs attention so that you can change them. If you're not willing to look behind the curtain at the truth of where you are vibrating from, of the beliefs that are driving you, your world is not going to profoundly change. Now, yes, you could work really long hours. You could work your fingers to the bone. You'll be able to produce some things for sure. But it's not about production. It's about you and your experience of your life. And your experience is crafted every single solitary day. So imagine coming to your job every day and you look at your business and you go, all right, there's so many possibilities here. Look at these opportunities that I've created. What could I do today to impact my business, to impact my experience of my business? What if you came to the table with the energy that can influence the outcomes of your choices to be one of generosity, of joy, of happiness, of really impacting the world from your heart, not from your hard work? It's about your heart. It's about the heart that you give yourself, that's inside of you, that you give back to you every day. Your daily choice is the most powerful choice you make. It's all of these small choices build up to the ability for you to move forward in your life. When you operate as a CEO instead of operating from the employee that's just trying to get it done, just trying to get it done, that CEO, Chief Executive Officer, Chief Executive Officer leads, first of all, with the foundation, looks at that foundation on a daily basis, looks where the cracks are, looks where their lack is, looks where the gaps are. If this is a house, the foundation needs to be examined on a regular basis or everything else collapses under it. The foundation of your mind, the foundation of your beliefs impacts your choices, and your choices impacts every single solitary aspect of your business. The CEO must be on a continuous basis leading with checking in with themselves, leading with filling themselves up with the content that changes their reality. So if you want a different reality, you have to go within. You have to, because you're not going to be able to come to the table with great ideas. You're not going to be able to come to the table to have courageous conversations, right? If you've ever had a conversation with a team member or an employee and it turned out poorly, if there was anger, if there was frustration, if there was resentment, that's on you. You're the CEO. So how you come to the table and how you lead that conversation and how you leave that conversation changes everybody's reality. I have, when I was in human resources, I fired people. That was part of my job. And when I really got confident about the choices that I had made with each of those employees along their journey with us, I confidently came to the table, not with resentment towards them or anger. I came to the table and said, it's not a match. And if we're not happy, you're not happy. And I honored that person where they were, and I honored them going forward in their life. What if you honored you? What if you honored the choices you've made in the past, and you chose to move forward to honor every choice you've made, and you no longer criticized yourself? You no longer judged yourself? You no longer hid the choices that you made? We give so much power to past choices, and especially the ones that we're ashamed of. We give way too much power. The power needs to be with you, my friend. The power needs to be with the next choice that you make. And imagine making a choice that inspires yourself forward. You as the CEO have that power. What are you going to choose? What choice are you going to bet on? What choice are you going to make that is going to shape the future of you and your business? That's the question we need to be pondering. We're going to go to our next break. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth, because it's all about business growth up in here, my friends. We are going to come right back. We're going to dive into more things that I want you to be looking at. But in the meantime, I want you to really ask yourself, what choice can I make today that will impact me and my business's future? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining today. I am your host, Christine McIver, and today we are talking all about the power of your choice. Every single solitary choice that you make impacts today and the future. One of the choices that I have made is to actually put together a book. My book is called CEO Without Apology. Why? Why without apology? Because as a CEO, you need to have a bold mindset that shifts everything. And in that book, you're going to learn a lot of what I teach here and guide in my shows. This was put together actually from my shows. It is part of our product called Podcast to Bookshelf. And what we get to do in creating these books is we get to bring our brilliance to the world in a different way, a different medium that someone likes to ingest. Some people like to listen, some people like to watch, and some people like to read. Well, that book is all about bringing it home, on the paper. And when you grab that book, you also will receive a lot of resources that are going to support you to move forward into being your own CEO without apology. So go over to Amazon, grab your copy, send me an email. I would love to hear all about it. And for everyone that does, I will give you a 30-minute session all about you. No selling, just checking in with you. Please do that. And then email me, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. All right, let's get back to today's show. We're talking all about the power of your choices. Now, I've been really encouraging you to look at the choices that you can make, especially as a CEO. Where do we need to go? What do we need to do? Most people, when they probably read the title of this, most people, when they think about, well, I'm a business owner, what choice do I need to make? You're looking at your computer. You're looking at your bank account. You're looking at, okay, these choices. And while those choices are important, the first choice is really diving into you. And that's what our first two segments were about. Now, I can hear some of you saying, but Christine, I don't have time for that. I got to pay the bills. Christine, I can't spend all this time. I feel like I'm not getting anything done. I feel like if I don't run harder, if I don't race more, if I'm not doing, you know, everything is going to fall away. I'm going to fail. My producer says, get out of my head. That's a lie. And that's the lie that we have been embedded within society. You, my beautiful, beautiful being, you are an energy before you are a body. You have a soul, and your soul needs to be nurtured, connected with, and we need to be leading from the energy of the soul. And the soul doesn't come in with worry and anxiety and fear. The universe, your soul, is here to support you to have a beautiful life, to move through your life with grace, to move through your life with choices that you can make that will lead you to everything you desire. But the power that we've been given, the power of choice, also means that we can choose things that we've been programmed to, we've been taught, right? This whole idea of hurry, hurry, run, more. It's not true. It has proven, back to my HR life, it has been proven that anybody that works more than 50 hours a week actually has diminishing returns on the production that they are bringing to the table. So to take yourself, you, the employee of your business, to take you, the employee, and push yourself to work more than 50 hours a week is not going to garner the results you are looking for. It's actually going to tax you emotionally, psychologically, physically. It is not going to give you what you need. Now, occasionally there might be a project where you have to dive in and put in a few more hours here and there, but that should be rare. Where you need to be really paying attention is to pay attention to you, to pay attention to your mindset, to pay attention to what you bring to the table every single solitary day. A lot of people are waiting to work on themselves when their circumstances improve. Well, when that's happening, your business will not magically change because the market shifts or because you have a few more customers that come in. Growth begins the moment you choose differently. You have to make a different choice if you're in the mindset, you're in the space of worry and fear about your business. If you can't confidently come to the table every day knowing that you are strong in your choices and you are taking care of you and your heart and your mindset every single day, you're going to be worrying, and that is going to impact your choices. You know, I can remember when we first started producing and something would go wrong. You know, internet, when we do live shows, things go wrong. And I remember in the beginning when things would go wrong or somebody would drop off the line or, you know, technology would kick us out or whatever the case may be. I remember freaking out. I was so worried that it was going to impact the people, the clients, the team. I was so freaked out. I would freak myself out. I would be like, So my entire body was as stiff can be. There was no flexibility for me within my body, and that translated to the flexibility of how we showed up with our mindset, with our clients, and then, of course, the team members. And I can recall one of the very big situations where the two hosts were from South Africa. Although they weren't in the same city, both their cities had a terrible storm and they got knocked off the line. Well, we were live. So I immediately unmuted myself and I started talking. And then I had a producer with me and I invited her in, and the two of us talked about their topic, hoping that they would come back. And when they came back, they just slid right in and took over. And from that moment on, it taught me that no matter what, if I come with the mindset of everything's going to be okay, if I come with the mindset that we will figure it out, that changed everything. The team shifted. They shifted their mindset. They stopped worrying. The hosts shifted their mindset. They knew we had their back and they knew that we would figure it out. Maybe everything went down. And so we had to do post recordings as opposed to pre-recordings. The way that I showed up impacted everyone around. And the biggest person that impacted was me. I was no longer bringing worry and fear to the table. And how much do you think that worry and fear breeded in my team and in my house? It absolutely did. It's like worry and fear and anxiety is like a disease. Well, let's make joy and possibility and calmness the same. You bringing that to the table will change your choices. And that's also going to change the profitability in your business. Every investment that you make in your time will become an investment in your business. Like your pricing decisions. When you are coming to the table with belief in yourself, your pricing is going to be different. And that's going to impact your business in a positive way. When you come to the table with knowing that you will have a future in your business, no matter who chooses you, your client relationships change. You're not hanging your hat on somebody. You're banking on yourself. You're not banking on everybody else to make bank for you, right? How many of us, we get a client and we hold on to them so tightly, like, oh my God, and they leave and we get so angry. We get so upset. Why are they not choosing me, right? The choices that you are making can either strengthen or weaken your profitability. And that's where we need to be paying attention. You deserve all of the joy and the profitability in the world, but that begins with what you bank on. Are you banking on yourself? Are you investing in yourself so that you can invest in your business and so that the universe can invest back to you? There's a different energy that you show up with clients when you have this belief in yourself, not arrogance, not cockiness. When you really believe that you have your own back, there is a different energy and it starts to show up. People around you are going to start commenting. Something's changed. You're calmer, you're happier. They're going to begin to notice it. Whether they do or they don't, you will notice it. You will feel a different relationship with yourself. So when you break free from the fear and the habit of worry, it's going to impact the patterns that you start to set. The way that you choose beyond the fear is going to create entirely new possibilities. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be happy? Or have you decided that life is hard? Business is hard. What have you decided? And even if you have decided that, let's just pretend that you have decided that. What if you played with one day, just played one day with life is good, business is growing, I'm going to be fine. If you started one day, just invested one day in believing in yourself, that is going to start to change those beliefs that have led you to feeling fear, anxiety about your business. It will create new possibilities for you, new business opportunities, and that business growth will be right behind it. Choosing what truly moves the business forward is choosing you first. Not everything in your business deserves attention. Not every worry, every fear deserves your attention. Anything that has happened in the past is in the past. Begin today with looking at today and tomorrow. Many, many, many of us have had challenging experiences. I've gone bankrupt. Not fun. I'm divorced. Not fun. But those choices don't define me. What defines me is my belief in myself and the choice that I make today and tomorrow. That's what's going to define me. You too can choose what defines you. You too can choose to make a different choice and to invest in you so that you can invest the greatness of you in your business. We are up to our next break. Do not go away. I have a few more things I want to share with you. Again, please reach out to me, Christine at ChristineMciver.com. Go grab my book, CEO Without Apology, from Amazon, and I'll see you here right after the break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine MacIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine MacIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, business owners, CEOs, and people that desire to be those. Every choice that you make impacts you. The choice of what to wear each day, the choice of what to eat, the choice of what to drink, it impacts you. You know that. That's why you make wise choices. That's why you make choices that support your body, that support your thoughts, that supports your emotions. Your business requires that person that's making those choices that supports moving, growing, and expanding. You, the CEO, have the power to make choices that truly move you forward. Are you willing to get really deep within yourself to look at those choices that you've made that you can make differently today? Remember, not every choice you make deserves your attention. Not every decision requires you to do it alone. So what that means is that in order for you and your team to move forward, you need to lead with making these types of choices, the types of choices that change your belief system, that changes the way that you operate. So what you need to be doing as the CEO is creating a culture of choice. Your leadership gives your team permission to become accountable and decisive and solution-focused instead of reactive. How do we come to the table and not be reactive, Christine? We get strong with our belief in ourself. We get to the inspired choice within us. We look at us as someone that we love and we have compassion for and that we believe in. We understand that we are a gift to the world. We understand that our gifts create something different for the world. When you're creating a culture of choice, you impact everything and everyone. Your clients, your team, yourself, your bank account, the people that are in your life. Understand that the power of your choice is beyond anything else in the world. And know that, you know, we make choices. We can make, quote unquote, good choices, bad choices. Every choice is going to teach you something. Understand that you get to choose again. For 15 years, I've signed off on my show about that. You get to choose again. So if today is the day that you make a new choice, what choice do you want to make? Not from the brain, from the heart, right? Your next level of business growth is just one choice away. Business is going to transform, but they rarely do from one huge breakthrough. It's daily, one choice after one choice made every single day that is going to grow you and grow your business. So you are the CEO. Have you identified yourself as that? Have you really acknowledged, I'm the CEO of my life and I'm the CEO of my business? The direction I go is up to me. I execute on the choices that I make, and the choices that I make begin within me before it ever comes to the business. You are the one with the power. You are the one that chooses what happens next. You have all of the power, and it comes down to your daily choices. And even not choosing, refusing to make a choice for circumstances to change, it's also a choice. And you've got to check in, like, why am I not making a choice? Is there something I'm aware of, or is it fear holding me back? I am a business coach, and I am a personal development coach as well. I work with the CEOs to develop them and to develop their businesses. Every single solitary person in business should have a business coach. I have a business coach. I don't think you should hire any business coach that doesn't have a business coach. We all have room to grow, and we all have old belief systems and patterns that still impact us on a daily basis. So when you're looking at your business, ask yourself, what have my choices created? What have my choices created in my life today? And what am I willing to choose now to create something greater? What am I willing to choose now to create something greater? Your next level isn't waiting for you to work harder. No, it's waiting for you to choose differently. So tell me, CEO, what are you choosing? What are you willing to choose? And what are you willing to really pay attention to take the mask off, to take the rose-colored glasses off, to pull the curtain back and look at within you that you've been afraid to look at? Your willingness to really be aware of all of it is going to impact you in such an amazing, powerful way that when you've done this, when you've done this deep work, you're going to think, what took me so long? You are powerful. Don't ever forget that. Please join me again next week, where we'll have another show that is going to grow you and grow your business. And until next time, I want you to remember that you can always make another choice. You have the power to make inspired choices. Your business will thank you. Until next time, my friends, take good care. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.